This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. While relatives grieve, India's railways minister says a signaling system error led to a crash that killed more than 300 people. Distraught relatives and friends gathered at an identification center in Balasore to check through piles of photos to find out if their missing loved ones were among the dead of Friday's train accident. Meanwhile, Transport Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw tells the New Delhi television network the train derailment that killed hundreds and injured many more was caused by an error in the electronic signaling system that led a train to wrongly change tracks. U.S. President Joe Biden signed the Fiscal Responsibility Act of 2023 into law Saturday afternoon, avoiding a historic default on government debt. The bipartisan act suspends the public debt limit through January 1, 2025, and increases the limit to the actual debt level on January 2, 2025. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has warned the country could run out of money to pay bills on time if Congress failed to address the debt ceiling by June 5. The influential sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has vowed again to push for a second launch of a spy satellite. Kim Yo-jong's statement Sunday also included criticism of a recent UN Security Council meeting convened over North Korea's first failed launch last week. Here's VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The North's satellite launch violated UN Security Council resolutions that banned the country from committing any launch using ballistic technology. Kim Yo-jong accuses the UN Council of being discriminatory and ignorant because it only takes issue with the North's satellite launches, while thousands of satellites launched by other countries are already operating in space. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. An explosion caused by a Russian missile strike near the central Ukrainian city of Dnipro on Saturday hit a two-story dwelling, injuring at least 20 people, five of them children, Ukraine State Emergency Service said. Three of the injured children are in serious condition, while 17 people in total are hospitalized, said the regional governor. He added rescue teams are pulling residents from under the rubble. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky noted in his nightly video address the importance of thanking all of those who've made Ukrainian resistance against Russian invaders possible and effective. Mexicans began voting in a state election on Sunday that looks poised to bolster President Andres Manuel López Obrador ahead of the race to succeed him, with his party forecast to capture the chief remaining bastion of the country's old rulers. López Obrador's leftist National Regeneration Movement, or Morena, is expected to tighten its grip on power by adding the governorship of the state of Mexico to the 21 regional governments it already controls, two-thirds of the total. China has tightened already strict access to Tiananmen Square in central Beijing and in Hong Kong on the anniversary of 1989 pro-democracy protest. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
In Hong Kong, which has been the last Chinese-controlled territory to hold commemorations, police have detained protesters on the eve of the anniversary in Victoria Park. The large public space has been the scene for an annual candlelight gathering to remember the hundreds or thousands killed when army tanks and infantry descended on central Beijing on the night of June 3 and the morning of June 4, 1989. Discussion of the events has long been suppressed in China and become increasingly off-limits in Hong Kong since a sweeping national security law was imposed in June 2020. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Thousands of people celebrated in a pride parade in Bangkok on Sunday. The celebration brought together diverse groups, including beauty queens, drag artists, sex workers, a men's gay choir, and marching bands, as well as political leaders who have pledged to push for a law legalizing same-sex marriages. The procession was organized in six separate themed groups with an overall slogan of Beyond Gender. If you'd like to know more about any of the stories we're covering today, visit us at voanews.com. You can also download our app. Just look for VOA News. From Washington, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.